This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Matt Piper. The Super Bowl showdown is set. The Chiefs could make history when they face off against the Eagles next month. It is Kansas City's third trip in a row to the big game.
The Chiefs knocked off the Bills in the AFC title game 32-29 to advance to yet another Super Bowl. Their opponent, the Philadelphia Eagles, who blew out the Washington Commanders in the NFC title game 55-23. Eagles running back Saquon Barkley on Fox enjoying the moment.
The goal wasn't just getting there. The goal's to win. And we're going to celebrate, enjoy this, and get right back to work.
Erica Herskowitz for CBS News.
A showdown over deported migrants has ended between Colombia and the U.S. The U.S. has backed away from a 25% tariff threat after Colombia agreed to allow flights with deported migrants to land. CBS's Lilia Luciano has details.
According to Secretary of State Marco Rubio, the president of Colombia refused to accept repatriation flights that were bringing Colombian deportees back to Colombia. The president of Colombia said he refused to accept military planes bringing the deportees. This prompted President Trump to say that he would impose tariffs, which would significantly impact the economy in Colombia.
It's going to be another busy week for President Trump's political nominees. CBS's Christian Benavides takes a look.
This week on Capitol Hill, senators will grill some of the president's nominees for key positions. They include Secretary of Health and Human Services nominee Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Trump's pick for FBI Director Kash Patel, and his choice for National Intelligence Director Tulsi Gabbard.
And the Senate is expected to vote on Trump's pick for Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent on Monday night. It is a somber day in Poland. World leaders will be among those marking the liberation of the Nazi death camp Auschwitz on Monday.
About 50 survivors of Auschwitz and other camps will be on hand. Some of them will speak to the audience about their experiences. On January 27, 1945, Soviet troops arrived at Auschwitz and found 7,000 emaciated prisoners. 1.1 million people died there. 90% of them were Jews. Russian President Vladimir Putin was an honored guest at the 60th anniversary observation at Auschwitz in 2005, but he was not invited this time around due to Russia's aggression in Ukraine. Michael Wallace, CBS News.
Tax filing season is here. Monday is the day when the IRS officially starts accepting tax returns. If you file electronically and your return is accurate and complete, the IRS says it should take fewer than 3 weeks to receive a refund. The deadline to file taxes is April 15th. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I've just been feeling so sluggish lately.
You should try the Metamucil 2-Week Challenge.
The Metamucil 2-Week Challenge?
Yeah, Metamucil 4-in-1 Fiber helps trap and remove the waste that weighs you down. Start your daily routine now, and in 2 weeks, you could be feeling great. Well, it's been 2 weeks. How you feeling?
Lighter and feeling great.
If you want to feel lighter by promoting digestive health, sign up to take the 2-week challenge at Metamucil.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hey, can you blow up some balloons for Jack's party?
I can't. I'm so congested.
You need Sinex Saline from Vicks.
Sinex Saline Nasal Spray?
Yeah, just Sinex. Breathe.
Sinex Saline instantly clears everyday congestion associated with colds and year-round allergies with a gentle, ultra-fine mist that's no mess and easy to control.
Daddy, we need more balloons!
On it!
Enjoy life's important moments without congestion. Try Sinex Saline from Vicks. Just Sinex. Breathe. Use as directed.
Brought back from the brink of extinction, America's national symbol.
America's national symbol, the bald eagle, was once near extinction. The bird was being poisoned.
Really turned things around for the species was when DDT, the pesticide, was banned in 1972.
Amy DeLitch with Defenders of Wildlife says the bald eagle has made a remarkable comeback.
According to the most recent estimate, about 316,000 eagles around the lower 48 states, and they are in every state.
Stephen Kaufman, CBS News.
Despite bad reviews, Mel Gibson's Flight Risk, starring Mark Wahlberg, managed to fly to number one at the box office with $12 million. The Lion King in second with $8.7 million, and One of Them Days in third with $8 million. Going into the weekend, Hollywood's attention was more focused on the Sundance Film Festival and on last Thursday's Oscar noms, which were twice postponed by the wildfires in the L.A. area. Matt Piper, CBS News.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Continued breezy tonight, a low around 20 degrees under clear skies. A few sprinkles possible Monday, quite windy. Winds gusting 25 to 35 and maybe even 45 miles per hour at times. High temperature, 45 degrees. A few sprinkles or flurries Monday night.
It's 21 right now.
Stay. Oh, Monday, Monday. Point Marina. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Help me find a party to try to get in touch with me. She could not leave a number, but I know who place to call. Cause my uncle took the message and he wrote it on the wall. Help me information, get in touch with my Marie. She's the only one who called me if I'm Memphis, Tennessee. Her home is on the south side, high up on the ridge, just a half a mile from the Mississippi Bridge. She was waving me goodbye. With her home drops on her cheek that trickled from her eye. But we were pulled apart because her mom did not agree. And tore apart our happy home in Memphis, Tennessee. Help me information, more than that I cannot add. Only that I miss her and all the fun we had. Marie is only 6 years old. Information, please. Try to put me through to her in Memphis, Tennessee.
Salt together like a hand in glove,
like pages in a letter.
Ain't no woman like 98 years, your home for local news, and now Timeless Hits 2 on WRJN. Well, good evening. I'm Chris Morrow. We keep the music going, and of course, we'll update you with CBS News, the top of every hour. And of course, that weather forecast, too, all important year-round. We've got it for you right here on WRJN. More Timeless Hits on the way next.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Me.
Boston Bay, and it serves 100 ships a day. Lonely sailors pass the time away and talk about their homes. Then there's a girl in this harbor town, and she works laying whiskey down. They say, "Brandy, fetch another round." She serves them whiskey and wine. The sailors say, "Brandy, you're a fine girl.
You're a fine girl.
What a good wife you would be.
Such a fine girl.
Yeah, your eyes could steal a sailor from the sea. Brandy wears a braided chain made of finest silver from the north of Spain. A locket that bears the name of a man that Brandy loved. He came on a summer's day, bringing gifts from far away. But he made it clear he couldn't stay. No harbor was his home. The sailor said, "Brandy, silent town, and loves a man who's not around. She still can't hear him say, she hears him say, "Brandy, you're a fine girl.
WRJN's renewed commitment to Racine not only includes local news and timeless hits, but the people of WRJN who work every day to make a positive difference in our community. Don Rosen features folks who do exactly that, weekday mornings between 6 and 9, from local history, entertainment, and politics. Don keeps you in touch with the people who shape our city. WRJN.
Everything is sweet. Oh, you're so tender, I must surrender. My love is your love now and forever. You're the one that I long to kiss. Baby, you're the one that I really miss. You're the one that I'm dreaming of. Baby, you're the one that I love.
Keep me in your heart. Never let us part. Some tears through the coming years. Ooh, all the while I know you'll be smiling. Your love will guide me through every mile. Cause you're the one that I long to kiss. Baby, you're the one that I really miss. You're the one that I
Love me do. Love me do. Someone to local news and timeless favorites. WRJN.
as the evening rolls on, we do too here on WRJN. For 98 years, your home for local news and now timeless hits. I'm Chris Morrow. Around the clock, we've got the music for you. Of course, Packers and season, the Brewers. We've got Badgers, basketball and football and high school sports too. Try to cover all the bases, so to speak, as it comes to sports. And of course, the timeless hits. More on the way next from WRJN.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Yeah. If you can, time to get a move on. We will yell with all of our might. Catch us if you can. 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 Now we gotta run. No more time for fun. Yeah.
again. Catch us if you can. Time to get a move on. We were young with all of our might. Catch us if you can. Catch us if you can.
Down there, looking up, and out my way.